I think the review focused on some key areas captured by the Public Financial Management Act. It also shows how desperate government is to increase tax and get some more revenue for its activity. So that is the feature that has been demonstrated by the statement made by the finance minister. That has also reflected in the restructuring of the VAT into 12.5% and then 5% flat rate, which means that taxpayers are going to pay more. Bear in mind that VAT does not discriminate between the poor and the rich. VAT is a consumption tax. So if you are poor, you consume, you will pay it. So what it means is that it has increased the burden of tax payment to all consumers across the country and across all brackets of society. What it means now is that if, for example, you buy an item at 100 Ghana cedis and you sell it at 120 Ghana cedis, at the normal existing VAT rate of 17.5%, you may, at the end of the input-output analysis, pay around 3.5 Ghana cedis to around 5 Ghana cedis. But with the new arrangement, you will be paying around 8.5 Ghana cedis to government. That is the extent of burden that has been imposed on the people of Ghana by this new restructuring. So definitely, government has succeeded in increasing the burden of taxpayers.
The minority, however, thinks that there's an increase. However, the minister was optimistic that the cedi will bounce back sooner than later.
If the fundamentals are strong, it should be able to withstand the effects of the speculation. And so long as our currency or the fundamentals have not been able to stand the speculation from road transfer of money from the IT of the MTN, that is an indication that we need to do more work on our fundamentals. It's also heartwarming that we have gradually accepted that external factors are part of the causes of depreciation in the country, as opposed to what we used to hear before, that external factors are not part of the factors that cause depreciation in the country. So I think that is what we have also revealed. We all hope that the city will bounce back, but if the city is not able to stand near the situation of MTN IP, then it means that any small state up in the international cycle will be continue to have a volatile situation as we're going through now.
Head of Finance, University of Cape Coast Business School, Professor John Gachi.